It's a spot that spans generations. Children swing on monkey bars while old men gather around park benches to play cards and trade insults.
This is really like the living room, right, of Chinatown.
Amy Lin works across the street from the living room, otherwise known as Portsmouth Square. Here she advocates for Asian immigrants, the fastest growing migrant community. Their undocumented population has more than tripled in the U.S. since 2000. Lin is undocumented. She fled domestic violence when she was 12 years old on a tourist visa.
Of course, I was very scared. I think the reality is that we're going up against an entire system of how the U.S. has always functioned.
A system where one out of seven Asian immigrants is undocumented. Sono Shaw researches Asian immigrants at UC Riverside. He says undocumented Asians go undetected due to personal biases.
You know, a lot of people, when they think about undocumented in the United States, you know, they have this image in their head of where that person is likely from.
Images from the past and present create troubles for Asian immigrants. Chinese activist David Pan says both prevent immigrants from seeking assistance at local organizations.
These policies that are deeply exclusionary and deeply racialized are not new.
Zarina Garcia is new. She immigrated from the Philippines just after the 2016 election. She worries she'll be cast as an outsider if she tells her story.
There's that kind of perception of, from people, it's like, hey, are you sure you're qualified for this?
That perception didn't stop Lin. She worried owning her status as undocumented would threaten her ability to provide for her family. But at the urging of her mother, she decided it was a necessary step to mobilize her community.
You're only able to thrive if you're taken care of, and we're here to take care of each other.
Documented or undocumented, there's always an open seat in the living room. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Megan Kane.